speeches she gave for her people.
I have diminished my own revenue that I might add to your security, and been content to be a taper of true virgin wax, to waste myself and spend my life that I might give light and comfort to those that live under me.
This speech illustrates, through the effective reference to the symbolism of the Virgin Mary, that Queen Elizabeth I legitimized her rule by stating that she was ready to live as a giving mother, dedicated to her kingdom only. If one looks at the general theme of the speeches, it seems like Queen Elizabeth I never wanted to marry in the first place. By contrast, Bell argues that Queen Elizabeth has not planned to stay unmarried all her reign. However, the Queen was of course aware that her marriage and the bearing of children would be a great burden for her health and could possibly also lead to her death. By contrast, she also knew, Bell argues, that it would bring, and I quote, considerable political advantages, end of quote, for a marriage bond between England to one of the foreign or local princes or dukes. However, Queen Elizabeth told the Parliament that she would marry only if she would find a husband that was, and I quote, both politically advisable and personally desirable, end of quote. This demand is astonishing, not only for a monarch of the time, but especially for a female monarch. Bell argues that Elizabeth I, in fact, wanted to marry several times. However, she could never resolve her public responsibilities with her personal desires. Kieselbach argues on this topic that
I think that we have to come back to her childhood. So I will say it once again, because I think it must have been a great trauma to a girl who was three years old at the time. So Anne Boleyn is decapitated. She is declared a bastard to the throne. Her father dies when she is 13. And when she is 8, she witnesses another very traumatic event. It was connected with her another mother. She was the fifth wife of Henry, Catherine Howard. She also ended up at the block for fornication. That was the official reason. Mm-hmm. Howard was very unhappy. She was very neurotic. She knew that there was trial going on against her, and she needed to be held for questioning. Mm-hmm. But somehow she managed to escape from her room. And she ran towards the chapel where Henry VIII was listening to the service. But, you know, she was captured by the guards and screaming horribly. And then she was dragged off for questioning. And Elizabeth saw this, and she allegedly said to Robert Dudley, they were friends, childhood friends. She told him, "I will never marry."
Thus, by relating herself to the Virgin Mary in her speeches of 1599 and 1601, Queen Elizabeth I managed to legitimize her reign as an unmarried woman in 16th century England. In conclusion, this radio broadcast proved that Queen Elizabeth I made efforts to legitimize her rule through different kinds of religious and spiritual symbolisms. In the prayer discussed, Queen Elizabeth I associated herself with the Apostle Daniel. By doing so, Elizabeth I managed to erase the importance of her gender, since there had been male and female examples of divine election in the Bible. As a result, the association with the Apostle Daniel put her in a position of power. Besides, I argued that she used the same prayer and religious symbolism to distance herself from her sister, Bloody Mary. In addition to that, Queen Elizabeth I employed specific efforts to represent herself as the Virgin Queen by referring to the Virgin Mary through symbols and words of chastity and virginity in both her speeches and her self-commissioned portraits. The latter will be discussed in the second part of this series.
Through these symbolisms that Queen Elizabeth I associated herself with, she managed to legitimize her rule as an unmarried and childless woman, although her society expected her to do exactly that, which she has never done: to marry, have children, and to subordinate herself to a male husband and king. And here arises another question. The notion of self-fashioning that Queen Elizabeth I employed, is it still done today?
You know, the strongest collocation in the English collocation dictionary with the word propaganda is to broadcast propaganda. And I think this still happens in many royal families. I mean, if we think of the platinum jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II, she created the commercial with Paddington. Think of the 2012 London Olympics. Queen Elizabeth II was parachuting with James Bond. So how crazy is this? And also how this creates a certain message to the constituencies, to the people of England and the UK, saying, I am your queen. I am a modern queen. You can trust me because I know you. I know that times have changed and I can relate to the time. So think of King Charles' walkabouts, for example, his Christmas Day walkabout with the royal family. I mean, isn't that the present remnant of the progresses that Elizabeth was making in towns? During a walkabout, the people gather on streets. They can watch the royal family, talk to them, maybe squeeze their hand. This is exactly what happened, you know, in older days. So I think that every respectable politician, every respectable king or queen, they are aware of it, of self-fashioning, and they always put it to good use because they know that it saves their public image and enhances their public image.
This radio broadcast is a contribution by
Siru auf Radio Lora 97,5 MHz.
Moderator Janine Suzanne Pfister. For this podcast, we have interviewed the researcher Ursula Kieselbach. Dr. Ursula Kieselbach is based in the Department of Studies in Culture at the Faculty of English at Adam Mickiewicz University in Poznan, Poland. You can follow her on Twitter at @UKieselbach.
Janine, thank you very much for inviting me, and I would like to thank all the listeners. It's been a pleasure to be here, and have a great day.
good line. You live in the wing, I'm your goalie. I had to cool it, cool it. I had to fall, shit hit the wall, I was a pulling. Had you down, you stuck around. You know I'm foolish, foolish. You see you through, didn't assume that we can move it. You're my fantasy.
You're so late getting home from the office. Did you miss your train? Were you caught in the rain? No, don't bother to explain. Can I fix you a quick martini? As a matter of fact, I'll have one with you, for to tell you the truth, I've had quite a day to guess who I saw today, my dear. I went in town to shop around for something new. I thought I'd stop and grab a bite when I was through. I looked around for some place new. Then it occurred to me where I there was a most attractive French cafe and bar. very far. The waiter showed me to a dark, secluded corner, and as my eyes became accustomed to the gloom, I saw two people at the bar who were so much in love that even I could spot it clear across the room. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I'd never been so shocked before. I headed blindly through the door. They didn't see me passing through. Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? I saw.
Bangla noise on Brick Lane, that's the sound of my home. I'm a Mickey Athens, lovers walk or Kent Road. When you're blinded by lights, you find ways to survive in big smoke. Holding down 9 to 5, and your weekends are spent loading up with the boys, with the bottle and bends. Only way to cope, cause this city don't stop for no one. Down Madeira I go. I've been fooled by the charm of the Kennington Road. While the backstreet drama don't get picked up by the sun.
Meine Freiheit. Mein Leben. Mein Radio. Radio Lora auf 97,5 MHz. Damit es auch meins bleibt, unterstütze ich es mit einem Jahresbeitrag von 120 Franken. Für Nichtverdienende gibt es die Mitgliedschaft schon ab 60 Franken. Das Postcheckkonto lautet 80-144-03-9. Radio Lora, die Freiheit nehme ich mir.
There's more to it than you think.
Okay. What do you mean?
You know, I wrote it with someone in mind. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying by that?
No, I don't. What do you mean?
Place where we can go and talk this out. Got a feeling that I can't escape. I'm falling in doubt. Is there a way for you to leave this torch in the falls? Got all shattered by your ocean pool. Leaving me lost. Ooh, say the words, I'm right here. Ooh, just say the words. Taught me how our lives would change. You'd be leaving all your fears behind. I've been holding a space for us. Ooh, say the words, I'm right here.
somebody, not just anybody.
Radio Lora, 40 años. Ayúdanos a continuar con nuestro proyecto. Por lo menos otros 40 años. www.lora.ch.
Radio Lora.
Hola, mi nombre es Yara. Vivo en Bilbien. Quería, sobre todo y ante todo, agradecer y felicitar a Radio Lora por la gran labor que hacen. Una labor alternativa, de radio alternativa, de transmitirnos mensajes de diferentes países y también de diferentes comunidades feministas, homosexuales, lesbianas, que se sienten representadas y hacer parte de ese proyecto, incluso de poder escuchar las emisiones más tarde, es un regalo. Gracias, Radio Lora, los felicito y que sigan adelante.
Lora braucht Freundinnen und Freunde. Macht mit auf lora.ch.